friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is Day 10, A Priest Like Melchizedek, Psalm 110. And welcome to Tuesday, the second week of Advent. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for being the mediator between us and our God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray in his holy name. Amen. One of the best-known messianic psalms is Psalm 110. Jesus himself points to this psalm as one that refers to the Messiah. I'm reading Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord says to my Lord, stand at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. We find in Matthew 22, 41-46, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? The son of David, they replied. He said to them, how is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one could say a word in reply, and from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Though the Jews of Jesus' time saw Psalm 110 as messianic, they viewed the Messiah in purely human terms, as a physical descendant of David and thus inferior to David. Jesus' question, based on his careful understanding of this psalm, reveals the greater-than-David nature of the Messiah. Now the psalmist declares that Yahweh will extend the Messiah's kingdom far beyond the boundaries of Israel, verses 2 and 3. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy majesty, from the womb of dawn, you will receive the dew of your youth. As in Psalm 2, Messiah's rule will be resisted by his enemies, but will be extended by Messiah at the head of a mighty army. Throughout the Psalms, we see the image of Yahweh as the mighty warrior, Yahweh's Messiah, the one who reigns for him and extends his rule, is the mighty warrior par excellence, as we studied in Day 6. The Jews of Jesus' day understood Messiah coming as a conquering king who would set up Yahweh's kingdom on earth, reviving the glory days of David's rule. What they did not understand was the Messiah as a priest. Verse 4 presents a cryptic image. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. In Genesis 14:18 through 20, we see that Melchizedek was a contemporary of Abraham. He was both king of Jerusalem and priest of the Most High God. Because of his position as a priest of the God that Abraham served, Abraham presented him with one-tenth of the spoils of battle. In his extensive exposition of Psalm 110, verse 4, the writer of Hebrews clearly sees Melchizedek as a type of Christ, our high priest, Hebrews 5 and 6. Psalm 110 combines the roles of king and priest in a way that is unheard of elsewhere in the Old Testament. This king and priest of Psalm 110 not only rules for Yahweh, he acts as a mediator between man and God to atone for man's sins. Only when we see Jesus as the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, who in himself bore our sins and carried our iniquities, can we understand how Jesus served as priest and mediator to bring us to God. The Apostle Paul put it this way in 1 Timothy 2, 5-6, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Psalm 110 concludes with a poetic prophecy of how the Messiah will exert his rule over all his enemies, fulfilled ultimately at the Battle of Armageddon and the final battle at the end of days spoken of in Revelation. Verses 5 through 7. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook beside the way. Therefore he will lift up his head. Verse 7 concludes the psalm with the warrior Messiah pausing to refresh himself at a brook as he is in pursuit of his enemy and then continuing on, like Gideon at the Jordan, faint yet pursuing. The final promise, therefore he will lift up his head, verse 7, looks forward to his final victory over his enemy. Even when he is a young child, Jesus is attacked by Herod, who seeks to kill him. Yet in the end, Jesus both redeems us from our sins in triumph and reigns over all the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. Discussion question 10, based on Psalm 110. According to verse 1, what is Jesus doing at present? What will he ultimately succeed in doing? What is the primary role of a priest? How does Jesus function as a priest who brings us to God? Verse 4. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your merciful plan of salvation. We sometimes struggle against you. Your enemies try to kill your anointed one. But Jesus prevails to become our priest and king. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray.